the Midwest winter was playing a trick. It was mid-December, yet the temperature hovered at a mild 50 degrees, with the air holding the faint, teasing scent of a season that couldn't quite decide if it wanted to freeze or flourish. In her backyard, Leora stood amidst a whirlwind of joyful chaos. She was busy bundling her 5-year-old daughter, Mia, into a light jacket, though Mia was already halfway across the yard, trailing the family dogs. There was Sunny, a golden retriever who moved with the grace of a joyful cloud, and Pepper, a scruffy, darting mutt who acted as the group's undeniable instigator. Nearby, 3 neighborhood children were busy claiming the swing set, their laughter sharp and bright against the partly cloudy sky. Leora, her red ponytail catching the afternoon light, kept a watchful, practiced eye on the group while she gathered a stray armful of plastic toys from the grass. Over the low wooden fence in the neighboring yard, Jonathan, a 28-year-old software engineer who had lived next door for a year without ever doing more than waving, was working his way through the final piles of autumn leaves. Hearing the laughter, he paused and leaned on his rake. Looking over the fence, a slow, genuine smile spread across his face. "Hey there," he called out, his voice cutting through the backyard din. "Sounds like a full house over there today. Are those kids having a blast on the swing set?" Leora looked up, wiping her hands on her jeans and returning the smile. "Oh, hi. Yeah, it's total chaos, but the good kind. Mia has some friends over, a playdate that turned into a mini party. The dogs are loving every second of it. I'm Leora, by the way. I know we've waved a few times, but I don't think we've properly met. I'm Jonathan. It's nice to finally chat," he said, nodding toward the yard. "I've seen those two peeking through the fence slats before. They look like absolute troublemobile. What are their names?" "Sunny and Pepper," Leora said, laughing as Mia yelled for a push. "Sunny's the golden one. She's a total sweetheart, though she's convinced she's a lap dog despite weighing 70 pounds. And Pepper? That's the scruffy one. He's the brains behind all the mischief. What about you, Jonathan? Any pets over there?" "Nah, just me for now," he replied. "I travel a bit for work, so it's easier without the responsibility. But I grew up with a lab. I'm a dog guy at heart. Maybe one day. Your yard looks like a paradise for them, though. That swing set must get a workout." Leora laughed as Mia shrieked, "Higher, Mommy." She explained that they had installed the set last summer and that Mia was obsessed, especially with the neighbor's kids visiting today. Jonathan agreed, noting that the weather was weirdly perfect for December and that he had been expecting to be shoveling snow by now. "Totally a tease," Leora agreed. "Remember that storm last year, right around Christmas? Power was out for days. I was bundling Mia up like a little burrito just to keep her warm. I'm hoping it stays mild a bit longer, though part of me does love a white Christmas for the vibes." "The vibes are unbeatable," Jonathan said. "Lights, hot chocolate, all that. Are you guys putting up decorations yet? I've seen a few houses on the street already going full Griswold." Leora smiled, mentioning they were halfway there. They had finished the indoor tree, but the outdoor lights were still on the to-do list. As they talked about their holiday plans, Jonathan shared that he was heading to his parents' place for a low-key dinner, while Leora described a simple, magical Christmas morning for Mia involving plenty of cookies and movies. "That's awesome," Jonathan said. 5 years old? That is prime Santa believing time. My niece is that age, spoiled rotten. What kind of cookies are we talking about? Chocolate chip classics or the fancy stuff? All of them, Leora grinned. Mia loves helping, so we do sugar cookies with icing, the kind of messy where she ends up covered in sprinkles. And gingerbread, of course. Are you a baker? Not even close, Jonathan laughed. I can grill a mean steak, but baking? That's advanced level sorcery. My mom makes these amazing peanut butter blossoms, the ones with a Hershey kiss in the middle. Always my favorite. Oh, those are dangerous, Leora said, her eyes lighting up. 1 leads to 10. We should do a cookie swap, a real neighborhood thing. Though I think we're the only ones under 60 on this block. Jonathan chuckled, admitting that they were officially the kids on the street. He then asked what Leora did for a living. She explained that she was a freelance graphic designer, which worked perfectly with Mia's schedule, while Jonathan worked remotely as a software engineer. Leora leaned against the fence, mentioning how she often gardens when she is stuck on a project. Jonathan noted that her bushes looked great and mentioned his own plans for a patio next year. Before Leora could offer any recommendations, one of the visiting children came sprinting up to the fence, tugging at Leora's sleeve and pleading for juice. "Hold on, be right back," Leora dashed inside, the screen door clicking shut, and returned a moment later with a handful of juice boxes to toss to the kids. She apologized for the interruption and suggested that if he ever builds a patio, he should start small, just as they had done with the swing set and the fire pit. A fire pit? Now I'm jealous, Jonathan said. Evenings out here in the summer must be great with the kids running around. It is, Leora said. Mia loves roasting marshmallows, even if the dogs do beg for them nonstop. You know, you should come over sometime. We'll do a proper neighbor barbecue when it warms up. I'd like that, Jonathan said with genuine warmth. It's a deal. As the afternoon light began to mellow, the conversation drifted naturally from the yard to local coffee shops and the shared frustration of holiday shopping crowds. Jonathan eventually turned back to his pile of leaves, noting that the chat was much better than raking alone. Leora waved as the kids swarmed around her, telling him they should chat more because fence talks are underrated. As he returned to the rhythmic thwack-thwack of his rake and she returned to her lively group, both of them carried a small, secret smile. On a mild, teasing day in mid-December, a new neighborly friendship had taken root.